Today we begin a new series of conversations that we're calling Versioning Unfolding. We are talking about seven very distinct ways that you can use versioning to apply to whatever it is that you're doing in your daily life. We're not talking about actions, we're talking about how you approach something. You are, after all, a vibrational being. Action follows the feeling, which then is followed by the thought, which is then followed by the action, and perhaps the form. The point of this is to give you some very specific things to look at and to ponder over and to consider. With each of the conversations through this series, we're going to be offering you a process, and we'll remind you that each of our processes, as always, are simply templates we're offering that you can then use, and we do recommend you use them and modify them to meet your own desire to do what feels better for you. We do not recommend that you simply take something that some random ghost offers you and say, oh, well, this is the way to do it. No, it is a way to do these things, but it is not the way. As we go through these seven conversations, we're going to be, again, talking about different ways to approach different things. And again, they will be from a vibrational perspective, along with how you think about them. What you do with that then is up to you. We also want to remind you of something that we often say, which is you're not ever required to do anything with any of this. If you hear what we're saying and you like what you hear or feel better in the hearing of it, then we recommend you use it in some way, shape, or form that feels better to you in the using of it. But not because it needs to be used, but because it's available for your use. Along with that, we would also recommend that you notice that sometimes just simply thinking about something actually causes a shift to occur. Action is not the reason things happen. Action is an extension of your alignment with the having of whatever it is that you're about. If you really sit and contemplate how much action you take compared to what actually does occur, you'll notice that you may indeed be an agent of the manifesting. In fact, you may be a pivotal agent, but most everything, in fact, literally everything you're manifesting is happening because other people are helping you, and because, quite literally, manifesting reality is coming out of thin air. That's the way it always works. You are in, after all, a hologram that is manifesting for you on your behalf and to your benefit moment after moment after moment. When you look at a table and you say that table is real and it is there, you can say that and you'll get proof that you're right. But the table isn't real from any metaphysical perspective. It's a projection of light that takes on solid form for your body to be able to interact with. But it's not real. One definition of the word real is permanent and eternal. No physical object is permanent or eternal. Everything physical is subject to change, but the change is not the wood will eventually rot and it will be used for kindling. That's not what we mean. By change, we mean every instant, every moment. In this hologram, the images of the forms that you're having are manifesting for you, and they're always changing. You just don't always notice the change. In fact, you rarely notice the change in most instances. Now, we say all of these things because we do want to remind you that versioning is not only you becoming aware of other versions of yourself across different times and in different places. Versioning isn't just the fact that you come to an intersection and you can go straight, you can turn right, you can turn left, you can stop, you can turn around and go back. Every one of those choices, there's a version of you that's splitting off to go do that and come back to tell you what it was that happened as a result of going right, going left, going straight, standing still, turning around, and going back. That is versioning. That's actually the most practical use of versioning right there. But versioning is also that table. That table is actually an extension of you versioning out into this form. So is that potted plant. So is that tree outside. So are those clouds in the sky. So is that rug. So is that fan. So is that painting. These are all versions of you extending out, manifesting into form for the purpose of surrounding the space your body inhabits for your delight. This is the only reason you have anything, for your delight. Now, you can give these things lots and lots of other reasons for being present, and because of how thoughts work, you will be proven right. Any thought you think will be proven right if you let it. But here in this series, we're talking about ways that you can use versioning to begin to think a little bit differently and approach whatever you're doing in your life in slightly different ways. So, we've already started the first process, the idea of using versioning to think something over. In fact, as we've been speaking, we've been watching each of you who are participating in this particular conversation live, as you're splitting off different versions to think about some of the things we're talking about. You have begun to do this already. You're doing this all of the time, and you have done this for as long as you can likely remember. Manifesting in form means narrowing yourself down to a very finite point, your body. Your body sits at the center of the physical reality that you're manifesting, this hologram. It's very narrow here, and you do need room to think about things. And the way you do that is through versions. You throw out a version who goes off and thinks about something. And so there's likely a version of you who is thinking about, well, what does this workshop actually mean? What does this series actually mean? What is this really about? While there's another version of you, likely the number one version right at this red hot minute, who is listening to what we're saying to see if you can understand, or to deepen your understanding, or to broaden your understanding, or to make application, which probably is going to involve actual multiple versions going out, of whether or not what we're saying applies to things you remember from the past. When you do that, in fact, we see many of you doing that right now. When you think about what happened in the past to see whether or not what we're saying in the present applies to that thing in the past, this is a very common, very smart way of applying new information to see if you can integrate it into memories of what you remember from before. Remember, if you will, there are no memories. Anything that you are considering a memory is actually a version of you running parallel to you, having that experience right in the present moment. You've just versioned it out because you are saying that's the past, but you're having thoughts about the past in the present moment. It's a present moment experience labeled as being in the past, and it's not behind you. It's running parallel to you. That's why you can pay attention to it and you can think about what happened. So remembering something is actually versioning. Thinking something over, like how will this work and what can I do about it and where will I go and what will it mean? These are all versionings. Every time you do that, you're versioning. So when you begin to become aware of the fact that you're versioning when you do this, you can begin to engage with the thoughts directly, because the thoughts themselves are versions of you. And that's the process that we will be bringing to the table here today. So one other thing we do want to remind you of is that the place that you're in right now, which is the right place right here at this moment, in this red hot minute, it's exactly right for you to be here because you are here. That's how we know that it's the right place for you to be. You're sitting at the center of this. Anything you version out from here is also, you're doing it in exactly the right way. We know that as you consider this to be a learning opportunity, which it really isn't, we're just reminding you of what you're doing. But when you do consider it as a learning opportunity, you may be thinking, am I doing this right? The answer to that question is always yes, but do bring us those questions if you have them. We certainly can help you through versioning game out whether or not this was quote unquote the right thing for you to do. And then explain why the question itself isn't really a useful question, but there's a usefulness in talking about the fact that it's not necessarily a useful question, because then there are the possibilities. When we converse with you and we reply to your questions. We're watching your versions. We're speaking on their behalf. And we're bringing that data back to you because we ourselves are one of your versions, or a multitude of your versions, since there are many of us. Now, as for the process, the way we'll do this, and each and every one of these through the series, we will do them the same way, is the first thing we're going to do is to conjure up a number two version as your guide. We highly recommend that whenever you're intentionally versioning, that you bring a guide along. Well, because one, you're kind of fun to hang out with, so you might as well have a part of you that's actually smarter than you and knows what you're doing, who's also sitting with you as you're walking your way through these particular processes. It's just fun. But also, it amplifies what you're doing and brings you into that space that that version is in. Then from there, with each process, it'll be slightly different what we do. There may be multiple versionings of different ideas looked at as being animate, as in they're another person, or it may just be walking your way into the realization of objects as being versions that you're manifesting. Who knows? With each one, it'll be different. To be clear, we have no agenda. There is, we understand, on the website, there's a list of the things we will be talking about, but that agenda is very loosey-goosey. This is not a classroom. We are not teaching you a course. We are reminding you of who you are in these seven different distinct ways. We start off again by saying, today is the day of your great good. That is always true. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, whatever is going on, today is the day of your great good. Now is the time, and here is the place, and this is the moment where everything is happening for you, on your behalf, and to your benefit. These things are always true. They're true regardless of circumstance, situation, or what your opinion is of what you see around you. So from that place, we're going to begin this particular process. This process will end our conversation. If you have questions for us, and we do recommend you bring your questions to the table, you'll have time to ask those questions once the process is over. And again, we do recommend you bring them to the table should you have any. And with that, we'll begin this first process by saying these words here. We invite you to take a deep breath and to find yourself sitting in a chair. And as you breathe in and as you breathe out, we invite you to notice that the chair is holding you. You can relax here if you wish. We invite you to pay attention to the room in which you are sitting and notice the perfection of this room and how this is, in fact, the right place at the right time in the right way, right here and right now. Now, we invite you to conjure up a version of you who will act as your guide through this process. If we were going to conjure up such a version, we would use language like this. There is a version of me who is here with me right now, who has been through this process, who understands what this process is about, and knows on a very deep level how this process benefits me. And in the amount of time it takes to say or think those things, there is now a version of you, a number two version, your guide, sitting next to you. As you take another deep breath, we invite you to go to a room that's large and unencumbered, a big open space. And in consultation with your guide, think about a decision that you believe you need to make at some point in the near or distant future. It could be a very small thing, like, what will I have for breakfast? It could be a large thing. How will I decide what to do with this thing that's up for me to deal with? Whatever it is, bring it to mind and begin to conjure up versions of you who are doing the things that you're thinking about. You do this all the time. You're just going to do it consciously here. So in the case of breakfast, there's the version of you who is having cereal. There's the version of you who is having eggs. There's the version of you who's having toast. And the way we would conjure those versions up, and it sounds very silly, and we're going to keep it at this very silly level because it's all very light and easy, no matter what the topic is. There is a version of me who is now eating cereal and enjoying it. There's a version of me who is now eating eggs and enjoying them. There's a version of me now who is having toast and enjoying it. And you can see in your mind's eye, there'll be a third, a fourth, and a fifth version, all sort of standing there at the breakfast bar, enjoying their breakfast and reporting into you which one is the one that tastes better. And notice how you feel as you're watching each one. Now, we've said three common breakfast foods. It's perhaps the case that you do not eat breakfast. Or maybe it is the case that you've been thinking, I wonder if I should have breakfast today or not. Maybe I should wait. And you could see perhaps another version of you, a sixth one, who is just simply watching the other three eat. What we recommend you do here is go into, and we know you do this already, we're just doing it consciously as an intentional process. Go into the cereal, go into the eggs, go into the toast, and go into the one not eating breakfast at all. And notice how you feel. You'll begin to notice that the way in which you commonly think about foods to eat, whether you want that food or not, that's likely being activated here. It's likely that your body is responding to these different foods and the fact of not eating. And just pay attention to what happens. This is very silly. It's very light. There's no big deal here. It's just breakfast. So as you take another deep breath, we invite you to thank your fellow breakfast eaters and allow them to move on. For now, we invite you to bring what you might consider to be a more cumbersome decision to the table. Think about something that you don't really know how to decide for. You don't know what to do. It's just a problem. And we're going to say that is generally the problem of not having as much money as you want. Now, we, of course, would say to you, if you were to ask us a question about not having as much money as you want, we would come back and give you all sorts of opinions about the phrasing of that. Not only that, we would also talk about how it's not true. But here we're going to treat this as being a very real problem. If it's in your mind, it is a problem, undoubtedly. And using versioning, you can begin to sort things out. So there you are with your guide. We would conjure up a third version. Having dismissed the others, there's now a new third version. And this version we would conjure up by saying, there's a version of me who is in the middle of this problem that I don't really know how to solve or even define. And just notice what happens. Pay attention to what you see this version of you expressing and how it is that they're handling the thing that you're handling. It may be they're doing the exact same thing you're doing, or you may see something a little bit different that hadn't occurred to you before. Now that you're looking at it consciously with intention, take a deep breath and see if your number two version, your guide, has anything to say to you about this. Take another deep breath and notice whether or not there is anything that you see in this number three version that you want to take with you, that you want to use. As you take another deep breath, we suggest you invite your number three version to have a seat, to sit next to you and your number two version, because you're going to conjure up a number four version. And this is going to be a little bit different. The way we would do this is using this language. There's a version of me who is really aware of what the meaning of this problem is and has a really good understanding of it, even though they don't know what to do yet. But they do know what the problem is, why it's here, what it's about. And as you watch this number four version, notice how you feel. Notice what they're doing. As you take another deep breath, we invite you to notice if there's anything you want to say to this number four version, any questions you have for them. What does your guide have to say about this, if anything? As you take another deep breath, we invite you to invite your number four version to have a seat, to sit with you and your number two version, your guide, and your number three version. And as the four of you sit there, we invite you to conjure up a fifth version. And this version is even a little bit more different than anything you've seen yet. And the way we would conjure this version is through this language. There is a version of me who is in the backside of this dilemma, where it has cleared up, it's over, it's done, it's no longer the problem that I thought it once was, and they're standing there right in front of me, showing me what that looks like. And as you take another deep breath, we invite you to watch and listen and see what is happening with this number five version. And as you take another deep breath, we invite you to see if there is anything you want to ask this number five version, any questions you might have, anything you want to know about their memory of what happened and how they got to where they are. Remember, you're just thinking this over. You don't have to take any action. There's nothing that needs to be done. You're just sitting in the contemplation. Something you do all the time. Now you're stretching it out through time a little bit, being conscious of it and intentional about it. Taking another deep breath, we invite you to notice if your number two version, your guide, has anything to say. And as you all are there together, notice if anyone of your other versions has any questions, wants to ask anything, wants to know about anything, wants to raise their hand and tell you or any of the other versions what's on their chest, anything at all. As you take another deep breath, we invite you to release the 3, 4, and 5 versions. Let them go. Let them go on. And you're here now with your number 2 version. We now invite you to contemplate a third possibility. There's something you want to do. And you know what it is. You just don't know how to get there. We would conjure up a number 3 version who is already there, who has finished whatever it is that you're proposing, has completed it, where everything that has happened to bring this into fulfillment, whatever it is now a memory. And if we were in your shoes, the way we would conjure up this third version would be to say, there is a version of me who has what it is that I want right now, has gone the distance and is done, and is now remembering what it was like, how it came about, what happened, how it unfolded, and then how it came into its next evolutionary state. Whatever this idea is. And there in front of you is your number 3 version, who has been there, done that, and may in fact be wearing the t-shirt. As you take another deep breath, we invite you to notice what it is that you're feeling and what it is that is arising within you as you contemplate, as you observe, as you interact with this number 3 version. The one who's already done it, the one who's already there, the one who remembers what happened and how they got there. As you take another deep breath, we invite you to notice if there's anything you want to discuss about this with your number 2 version, your guide. The guide who knows how this process works. The guide who knows how this is beneficial to you in a really deeply powerful way. Ask questions and listen to what this number 2 version, this guide, has to tell you. As you take another deep breath, we invite you to notice if there is any last thing you want to bring to the table here, either to your number 2 version, the guide, or the number 3 version, the one who's been there and done that. As you take another deep breath, we invite you to let them go. let them go on to wherever it is they're going from here. And we invite you to come back into the room where you're sitting in your chair. Take a deep breath and realize you're in the right place again, at the right time, in the right way, as you have been forever and ever. And as good as this is, as you open your eyes and come back fully into the room, as good as this is, as wonderful as this is, and as amazing as this is, it's only going to be getting better and better and better and better from here.